God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the 4th of September and it's Monday and it's 2017. And welcome everyone to Fellowship. Welcome everyone that's listening to this on the internet. And we're really thankful that you're joining. I also want to thank those people that have written to me who want to join on our Thursday Skype Fellowship that we will be starting in October. I go away September the 17th and I'm back on the 29th. But I might be going then immediately to Norway, so I'm not too sure what date in October we'll start the Thursday Skype Fellowship. But as soon as we do, I'll let you know beforehand. And if anyone else in the meantime wants to join us on that Thursday, then please send me an email. And I look forward to that times. But thank you for the people that have already emailed me that want to join. It's a real blessing. And as you know, we've been doing a teaching series on faith. It wasn't planned, but God just really worked this in all of our hearts. And as a team, we've been working together. Jason's taught, Amy's taught, Phil's taught, and I've taught on this subject. And we've learnt such a lot. It's so important what we say, what we believe. And I've been practicing confessing what God says over my situations rather than saying what the circumstances say. My teaching tonight is overcoming fear with faith, with believing. Fear comes through hearing what the world says. That's how fear comes. Faith comes by hearing what the Word of God says. So there's the opposites there. We have to realize that words paint pictures in our minds. If we're picking up fear through what we're hearing through our senses, it's painting a picture in your mind. When people speak negative things, when people speak worry, fears and doubts, it paints a picture in your mind. But when people speak good things of what God can do, then it's also building a picture of victory in your mind. And so we've learnt through the teachings on the series that we've been doing on faith, what faith is. So I just want to go back over Hebrews 11:1, where we started. And I worked the first, and you can read the first like this. Now, believing is the substance or the confidence of things hoped for, the proof of things not seen. This word faith is in the present tense. When people are praying, they're hoping it's going to happen in the future, but God says that we believe that we've received it now. Like in Mark 11:23, Jesus Christ said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And then he goes on to say, "Therefore I say unto you," in verse 24, "what things soever you desire," and that word desire could be call for, "when you pray, believe that you receive, manifest them, and ye shall have them." So when we pray or when we speak, we believe that we have it now, and then it becomes manifest. So this is what we covered in our teachings, all right? And then we also covered about faith, work in love, how to overcome obstacles to our faith, how to overcome situations, the circumstances. Amy covered a great teaching with Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And so they're just wonderful. It's just a wonderful teaching series, and I really encourage you to go and listen to it. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God." So the more we hear this word, then our faith increases. And as we work the word, as we say the word also to ourselves, it's getting into our heart. Our words are just so important. Our words are powerful. And we have to remember that faith, believing, is a law. And it works for saint and sinner alike. Believing is a law, like we got the law of gravity. Okay, if you jump off a building, where are you going, up or down? And every time you do it, where are you going? Down, right? So believing works, and we need to put our faith to work with the word of God, with the promises of God. It's the promises of God that we say, is what God says about our situations, about our circumstances. So like I said, fear comes through here in the world, and fear came into the world when Adam and Eve ate from the tree. They were walking in the garden, and they had fellowship with God, and God was with them, and God spoke with them. And then the little serpent come along, Satan, and he tricked into Eve to take that apple, to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And she gave to Adam, and Adam took it. And then this is what it says in Genesis 3:10. "And he," Adam, "said, I heard thy voice in the garden, And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. See, he wasn't afraid before when he was in that fellowship with God. But as soon as he got tricked out, he became afraid, right? He knew he was naked and he hid himself from God. And what do? When we're out there, when we're out of line with God, hide ourselves, don't we? We can hide away. You know, we become less in faith rather than full in faith. So it's really important what you listen to. What are you paying attention to? What do you focus your mind on? And what do you feed your mind on? And this is really, really, really important. So like, we might have loads of bills or debts, or there might be problems coming our way, and we could be saying those problems, focusing on the problem, and all it's doing is strengthening fear. And then we go around telling people, oh, I can't do this because this come up. You know, when we go to the cafe, you hear people say, oh, I had to go to the doctor and he says it's getting worse, or I don't know what to do. And they're just strengthening the fear in their lives. And we've all been there somewhere in our lives. We've been in these places. So what we listen to and say gets into our heart. And this is a principle, again, what we are always saying and confessing gets into our heart. And heart is where believing comes from. And that's what we're going to say. What's in your heart is what you're going to be saying, is what you're going to be confessing. So our words carry either faith or fear. Words also paint pictures in our minds, images. Like if I was to say to you right now, there's a big tornado or a hurricane ripping through the Atlantic Sea. You've got a picture in your mind now, haven't you, of that happening? Or there was a big tsunami coming over the city of New York. You could kind of picture it in your mind. You imagine just keep saying those things all the time. So our words paint pictures. So what pictures do you carry in your heart and mind today? What have you been paying attention to? You know, I'm saying these things so that we can get to the word and see what God says about these things. So the picture, and I learnt this many years ago, that we carry of ourselves with clearness of concern is what we've become. So how do you view yourself? How do you look at yourself? Do you see yourself down, poor, no one cares about you, you've always got problems? Do you see that about yourself? If you see it about yourself, if your mindset is that way, that you've always got to overcome something, then you need to change that picture in your heart. And the way you do that is by going to the Word of God. And I want to remind us here, right now, and I'm also reminding myself, that we have to remember there's two sides to faith. There's negative side and there's positive side. On the negative side of faith, there's doubt, worry, fear, and this equals unbelief. So doubt, worries and fears equal unbelief. We doubt a situation, or we worry about a situation, or we fear a situation. That's unbelief. And if we continue moving in that mindset on the negative side, then that's what we bring about. So if you think, if faith is the substance of things hoped for, then fear must be the opposite. So if we're focusing and saying something that we don't want to happen, but we keep saying it and believing it and saying it, those things will come about because it's a law and it works for saint and sinner alike. On the positive side of believing is confidence. Confidence in God's word, trust in God's word, and faith in God's word. This issue's in believing. We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So just to remind you, faith is confidence and trust. Fear is worry and doubts. And what we dwell on is what's going to be getting into our heart and getting into our confession. So fear sees the end results of the negative side, and faith sees the end results of the positive side. So can you see how it works? There has to be an opposite side to things. And we know the adversary operates in that opposite side, the negative side, the dark side. We know the entrance of God's word bringeth light. So let's have a look at some records in the Word of God about fear and about the heart, because these things are just really, really important. And we're going to go through some scriptures here, and I'll elaborate as God works in me, but really we just need to see what God says. So I'd like you to go to Job chapter 3. So verse 25 says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." See, Job was habitually practicing his fear, and that's what came to him. So the opposite side of that, if we practice faith, that's what's going to come to us. If we practice saying what God says about the situation, rather than the worries, fears and the doubts, then we're going to receive the things that God wants us to have. We're going to receive his promises into manifestation. So that's the two sides. We can see two sides. So what does God say about fear? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power," that's dunamis, "and of love, and of a sound mind." So if we have fear, we're not going to release the power of God in our lives, because we're going to be saying what we're fearing. Can you see? Or we're going to be frozen in fear to actually act upon the word of God. Another way of acting upon the word of God is by saying the word. But if fear has got a grip of our heart, we're bound. But we've been set free by Jesus Christ. So we, you know, another enemy of faith really is not realizing who we are in Christ. Not remembering that we are righteous, we're justified, we're sanctified, we're redeemed. We have to remember, we claim our sonship rights. Every day, claim your sonship rights. Because of Jesus Christ, I am righteous. I am sanctified. I am justified. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law, right? I am justified. I'm in right standing with God. I'm righteous. I got the ministry of reconciliation. I got the word of reconciliation. The words that I got are the words of God to reconcile what needs to be reconciled back to God and also back to me by my confession and love. If we got fear, we're not walking in that love of God. It dampens it. This fear dampens things. It cramps you. And it says, and of a sound mind. So where fear is, how can your mind be sound? How can you really think back to a time when you was really afraid? Could you really think properly? Your mind was just so full of fear that your brain was scrambled. And you couldn't think clearly. You had to run to someone to help you or hide behind someone to protect you till that fear subsided. And to notice that it says a spirit of fear. So when we hold on to fear long enough in an area in our lives, it can become a spirit of fear. And it's, you know, we become timid. We're not bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. So we can see the opposites. Proverbs 29. I'll let you go to Proverbs because we're going to be in there for a few verses and then we're going to Psalms. So Proverbs 29 is another great record to read. So we understand how fear operates and we understand how faith operates, then we're going to be clear. We're not going to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We're going to be clear what we need to be saying, what we need to be doing, how we need to be acting, and what we need to be feeding ourselves with. Can you see? We need to be feeding ourselves with what God says, not what the world says. Not what the TV says, the TV programs say. We can watch a film, but we need to guard our heart. In Proverbs 29:25, it says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. There's two opposites to fear and faith. When we're feared, we're snared. In other words, if you're trapped in a snare, you can't move. You're trapped. You need something to come along to release you. You need someone to release you from that snare. And God's word is what releases us from any snares. Proverbs 18:7 says, again, our confession is very important. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. That is a powerful, powerful verse. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Confessing the negatives, talking bad about other people, putting other people down, putting themselves down, cursing their jobs, cursing their families, cursing their friends, cursing their situations, not saying what God says. And his lips are a snare of his soul. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Verse 8 says, the words of a talebearer, someone that goes round causing trouble, are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly, the heart. So, again, we have to be careful what we say, and we have to watch what we say about others to others. And we want our words to be a blessing. We want our words to be edifying, to build up, not to tear down. And it's so easy to, when we're walking in our senses, then we're like, we can be talebearers very easily. We can put the other person down. So we have to catch ourselves on, and we have to remind one another too, because, you know, God wants his people to be edified and blessed. He doesn't want us to slander people, and it's very easy to do that. We've all done it, we've all been there. But thank God we can correct these things when we get the light of the word on. And this is why the entrance of the word bringeth light. It helps us to see what we need to do, what we need to say, and how we need to act. So how do we get rid of fear? Now, these scriptures help me, these three scriptures. And we already read one of them, actually four scriptures. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So I know that God hasn't given me fear. So if fear comes, I have to rebuke that out of me. I have to replace God's word there. But of power, love and a sound mind. I know if I got fear, I haven't got a sound mind. And I definitely haven't got love. That's not going to be manifested from me if I'm allowing fear in there. But in Psalms 34, verse 4, it says, I sought the Lord. This is something that you can do. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. See, God hears us when we go to him. And if we're seeking him with our hearts and asking him for deliverance, asking him to set us free, he will set us free. As it says, God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. It's the word of God that brings deliverance. It's the spoken word on the lips of believing that brings the deliverance, that brings the light, that brings the direction. So Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I retemorize this. This is one of the very first verses I retemorized because I was full of fear. Before I took a class which changed my life, I was afraid of everything. You know, I was afraid of dying. I was afraid not having any money. I was afraid of this, afraid of that. But these verses, this word of God set me free in my heart and I become bold, very bold. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love, which is the love of God, casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. Fear torments the mind. And that's why your mind can't be sound if you've got fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. In other words, that person hasn't renewed their minds to the word of God and what God says about fear. See, so we go to the word and we see what God has to say about fear, how to deal with fear, how else we overcome fear. And we can also see what fear does. And this isn't in a believer's heart. Fear is not in a believer's heart, because if they're filled with that Spirit of God, if they're filled with that Word of God, and they're confessing what God says, that fear has no place. Right? Fear has no place in this age of grace. It doesn't. The devil had no power until he gave it to him, came into agreement with him. If we come into agreement with fear, we're coming into agreement with the adversary. And then we're letting him have dominion. We're giving him power. This word of God takes working and working it in our hearts for ourselves. And I encourage you to study these things. Make it your own for yourself that you can stand upon them. And then you can encourage other people to do the same. Isaiah 41. And I just really love this. This is in the manifestations also tonight. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not. Why? For I am with thee. Who's with us? God. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. See, God is going to strengthen us through his word. Yea, I will help thee. He'll give us the direction. He'll protect us. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It's by God's strength that we're upholden. It's not in our strength or our wisdom or our understanding. Here's another great one. And if we got a heart like Jeremiah 15, go to Jeremiah 15. I really love this verse. See, these verses here are foundational scriptures that I learned. And I really made these things my own. And I really worked it into my heart, into my confession. And they really did set me free. So Jeremiah 15:16 says this. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Well, if you've just been set free from fear and worries and doubts through the word of God, it's gonna you make that word the joy and rejoicing of your hearts. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So Jeremiah found God's word and ate them. He put them in his heart, put it in his mind. It become a part of him. These truths are just beautiful. So make this word your own. Get into the word and do your own private study. The things that are going to help you in the areas that you may have fear or that you may be falling down. And get the word of faith in your heart. Get the word of faith in your confession in these areas. And start calling those things not as though they were into your own life. By the word of God. By those promises of God. Go to Psalms. Psalms is another great record here. Psalms 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? No one. Because why? The Lord is his light and his salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. You've got to seek after God, right? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Look at the confession, look at the confidence. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. That's what God wants us to sacrifice, joy. I will sing, he wants us to sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. What a great psalm. What a great confession. You can make that your confession. Get the word of God in your heart and make it your confession. The ones that God enlightens to you and shows you, make that your confession. Make that the joy and rejoicing of your heart. Let that be your meditation. And to meditate, remember, like I was saying earlier on, meditate is to mutter. Like in Joshua, when God told Joshua to meditate upon his word. It was to mutter, it was to say the word to himself. And our words carry life or death. Okay, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. I mean, right now my faith is red hot just by going through these scriptures again. I got them together. I'm just getting so blessed just reading through them. Psalms, Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it are the issues of life. Worry, fears and doubts issue in unbelief. Faith, confidence and trust issue in believing, right, in faith. Proverbs 4:24. Put away from thee a froward or perverse mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. So we don't want to come into agreement with what the world is saying. We don't come into agreement with what our circumstances are saying. So we come into agreement with what God says. This is how we keep our faith hot and from not being contaminated by the world. Can you see? By listening to the things of this world. I know I've got up in the morning before and I've really got into the word, been so blessed. Got into the car and say like one of the kids want their music on. And then all these words are coming out. And then all of a sudden my faith just drops because of the words coming out from the songs. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with the tunes, but it's the words from the tunes. And then I'm like, turn that rubbish off. You know, I want to get my mind focused on what God says. Not that I'm religious about it, but sometimes there's just some words that just don't bless you. Let's go back to Psalms, and then we're going to go back to Proverbs. So I've just put these verses as I wanted them. Psalms 37, verse 30. It says, the mouth of the righteous. Who's righteous? You are, if you're born again of God's Spirit. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. And that word wisdom can also be wisely. So the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisely, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Verse 31 says, the law of his God is in his heart. It has to be in your heart if you're going to speak it. If you're going to speak wisdom, this word has to be in your heart, right? None of his steps shall slide. So our words, again, are important. They are either death or life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall what? Eat the fruit thereof. You're going to get fruit from your words. It's producing. Your words produce. And either producing life or it's producing death. And Jesus Christ was teaching this also to his disciples. He demonstrated it when he spoke to the fig tree. Remember in the last teaching I went through that record? When he spoke to the wind. When he spoke to the waves. When he spoke to devil spirits. Come out of him. It was through his word. His authority. We have authority of Christ in them. Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to be in Proverbs for a little bit now. Proverbs chapter 6. And I've given all these records here because it's good that you've got something to work with and you can build it up yourself and you can work it yourself. Because the Word of God speaks so much about heart. It speaks so much about words. It speaks so much about faith. It speaks so much about fear. So God wants us to know these things. He wants us to understand. Proverbs 6:2 says, thou art snared like a fox in a trap, right? With the words of thy mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Can you see how important your confession is? My last teaching was on faith-filled words, or the power of faith-filled words. And I didn't use these scriptures here in that teaching. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. That's why we got to watch what we're putting in our heart. Because what you put in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Proverbs 12:13 says, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Why? Because we speak what God says. We say what God says. We come into agreement with God. We say what God says. We agree with what God says. We act upon what God says because it's going to be beneficial to us. And there's benefits of doing what God wants us to do. When we put Him first, God really wants to be the number one in your life. And He really wants you to put Him first 100%. He wants your thoughts to be His thoughts. He wants your confession to be His confession. All things are yours. But we don't say that. We say, oh no, I haven't got everything. We got to say what God says. God has freely given us all things to enjoy. God wants us to reign in life by one Christ Jesus. Well, how did Jesus Christ reign? He walked in His authority and look at the power of His word. Proverbs 10, verse 11, it says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. So the mouth of the righteous man, the man that's in right standing with God, is a well of life. Our words are going to be so positive. They're going to be so full of the word of God and encouraging and a blessing and building people up. They're going to be words that edify ourselves and edify others. And we practice. We have to get the word in our heart and we start to practice these things. And if you find yourself going back, then just get back to the word again. It's simple. Don't condemn yourself. God doesn't want you in condemnation. You might be thinking, well, I've said so much wrong. You just change it. And then when you find yourself slipping up, right, just, okay, God, I'm going to start, I rebuke that, and I'm going to say what your word says again. And just get back to saying what the word is. But we need to keep ourselves hot in the word. We need to know what the word of God says. We need to remind ourselves of these truths. And that's why I'm saying we need to keep ourselves fresh in the fundamentals of the truth of the word of God so we don't forget it. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. See, so he knew how to act and he knew how to speak. Proverbs 10:31 says, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. Verse 32 says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. So we know what's acceptable and good and perfect will of God. We know what we should be saying. Or if we don't know, we need to get to know it. Because, you know, unbelief comes through either refusing to believe or you're ignorant of it. And you're not ignorant of these things now because you're being taught them. The word is in the word, is in your own Bible. You can go and look at it yourself. You can go and find these things yourself. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Look how powerful words are and how we use our words. But grievous words stir up anger. You know, we've been there, haven't we? I've been in a situation where someone's been really angry, unbeliever, and I've just spoken very softly with the right tones, with the word in my heart and mouth, and it's just totally turned the whole situation around. It's diffused a troubling situation. That's happened to me loads of times in the past. But grievous words, when you start to argue back, when people get into arguments, and then they start saying a load of rubbish to each other, it just stirs up the anger, then it turns into violence, right? Verse 2 of Proverbs 15. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. We know what word to say, right? We speak those fitly spoken words at the right time because we put the word in our heart and God is working in us by His Spirit. He's also given us words to say. Verse 28, the heart of the righteous, now here you go, studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Why? Because he doesn't studieth to answer. He hasn't set his heart to know what God wants us to say and what we should be saying. Proverbs chapter 16 says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. So we need to teach our mouth what to say. What does it say in James? The tongue is an unruly evil, right? Who can tame it? But we need to get the word in our heart and start practicing saying what God says. And addeth learning to his lips. beautiful scriptures. Proverbs 21:23 says, "Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." How many times have you opened your mouth and put your foot in it? And then when they say, "Oh, no, she's just said something," or he's put his foot right in it, you get yourself in trouble, you know. But when we start to learn the word and we start to put God first and we start to take God seriously and people seriously and our word seriously, then we can answer aright. You know, we can be right on with our replies. Like Jesus Christ, he never said anything out of place, even in front of his accusers. He kept his mouth shut when he was, even for all that punishment, when they was accusing him. So he knew when to speak and he knew when to be quiet. And that's what we need to learn. We need to know when to speak and when not to speak. And sometimes it's good just to be quiet. Proverbs 30, verse 2 says, "If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy mouth." Now look how powerful that verse of scripture is. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy mouth. In other words, don't let it come out of your mouth. Keep schmuck. Don't give it a voice. Don't let your word be a carrier of your... No, our words carry our faith or our fear. We don't want to give it life. So that was Proverbs 30, verses 32. Now we go to Ecclesiastes. Again, this is coming from Solomon. And chapter 5, verse 2 says, "Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few." What great advice, right? We should take it. It's coming from God's word. These are just wonderful records, and I can see that you're blessed already with the smiles on the faces. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12:35. "A good man, out of the good treasure or thought of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil thoughts, bringeth forth evil things." The word treasure could be thought. "But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." Wow. "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So again, just is emphasizing to us that we have to control our tongue. And we can do that by what we put in our heart and what we're feeding on. If we're feeding on the fear of the world, then we're going to be speaking the things in the world, you know. Like if you see what's happening in the politics around the world, everyone's speaking the negatives of that. But we pray. We need to pray for our leaders in the world. Whether we like them or don't like them, God says to pray for them. So rather than get involved in the politics and what your political view is, we should just get God's view on it and say what God says about the things and stand our ground. So we need to agree and say what God says. And that's what God wants us to do. And I want to look at, there's one more record we're going to go now. I want you to go to Numbers and we're going to stay here and finish in here. Because again, we need to come into agreement with what God says. The children of Israel, God wanted to bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey, right? So he has been taking care of them for the last, you know, 40 odd years. They've been walking around the wilderness. He's provided for their needs for living. He's protected them. And now he wants to bring them into an abundance. And really, God wants to also bring us into abundance. But where is our mindset? If our mindset is on just our need, then that's how you're going to be met. That's how you're just going to have your need met. But God wants you to have an abundance. Because he wants you to be in a position to be a blessing, to help people. Right? To use that as influence to be a blessing to other people. And in Numbers chapter 13, verse 25, we start from here. This is the report of the spies that went to spy out the land. It's just a fantastic record and it fits in what we're sharing. And in verse 25, and it says, "And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of their land. So they went and spied out the land. They were there 40-odd days, and they brought also the fruit back from the land to show it was a land, you know, that was literally flowing with milk and honey. Verse 27, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Yeah, this is what God said, and this is what it was. Verse 28, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Verse 29, the Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites. And the Amorites dwelt in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Do you think Caleb's faith was in God? Of course it was. And look at his confession. His confession was helping him with the action that he was going to take, right? Verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. I know Caleb must have had his faith in God. These guys were looking at the circumstances. And therefore, because they were looking at the circumstances, what was in front of them, fear stopped them from moving. Fear caused them to give a bad report, an evil report. God said this was an evil report, right? Next verse, verse 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They were looking at the circumstances. They were looking at the giants. They weren't speaking to the giants. Caleb wanted to go in there. Listen, we're well able to take this. Because his confidence was in God. His report, Caleb's report, was a great report. But the other 10, Caleb and Joshua's report was a great report. But the other 10 weren't a great report. Verse 33. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We can look at situations that may be mountains, and we may be a grasshopper in that situation, but it's our faith in God and our confession of what we're saying that makes the difference. If God is for you, who can be against you? If you've got the word of God in your heart and in your mouth, and you speak that, give that word voice. We need to give voice to the word of God. Faith overcomes fear if you allow it to. Or you can allow fear to overcome your faith. Because the two do not mix. And it's a law and it works. And we've seen it work in our life. When you look back in your life, when you've had fear, you can see where you walked in defeat. When you had faith, you can see when you walked in victory. So I'm just reminding you of these wonderful truths, and I'm sure there's people that are going to listen to this teaching that may not have heard these truths before. And the ones that know these truths, then great, you've just been refreshed. And I encourage you to work the word for yourself. Let the confession of your mouth, the meditation of your heart, and the words of your mouth be acceptable. And speak life into your situation. Speak abundance. Speak deliverance. Speak to your mountains. So, God bless you. That's what I wanted to share tonight.